It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back in on the Graybar Sports Open line. Joe Pott, happy to be joined by Marquette King. And you describe yourself, Marquette, as a unicorn. let me lay this out there. So a professional punter spent 5 years in the NFL, 7 years in the NFL, something like that. Have spent some time in the UFL, punted through college, but a hip-hop artist, a pop artist, dance music, all of this, and it's all going to culminate in a halftime performance on Sunday at the Dome for the UFL Championship. Did I cover it all?
You covered it all. I don't even know if I got to do the interview anymore.
No. Thank you so much for taking some time. I'm fascinated by all of this and how all of this comes together in one package. So you were a college football player, obviously.
College football player, started out as a receiver and ended up getting picked up by Fort Valley State. And they picked me up as a receiver because I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
And they found out I was the only one that could actually punt the ball pretty far. So
that's crazy. So here did you do both?
I ended up doing both at one point, but then we got a coaching change and he made me choose to be a punter or be a receiver. And if I chose to be a receiver, they would have took the scholarship.
Wow, that makes an easy choice.
It was sort of
like, here's a choice, but not really a choice.
Oh, yeah. The first thing I bought him when I went to the league was a McDonald's. I got him a nice little meal from McDonald's because he liked McDonald's.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you punted in the NFL. You were signed by the Raiders initially, right?
Yep, Oakland Raiders.
Spent some time with the Raiders. You end up in the UFL. Where does the love or where does the start of music making come?
Music was a love before football was a thing for me. I've always been tapped into music. My mom kind of knew I had an ability with music, and she would get like piano, little piano things or anything that had something to do with music. And now I'm like, how did you know that? So I've always had a love for music for a long time. It stopped because football started getting more serious.
Yeah, sure. Now, time in the NFL, one of the things that you were known for, I guess, was you were exciting. For a punter. I mean, maybe people don't think about a punter necessarily being exciting. You weren't that guy. You were an exciting and excitable punter.
Oh yeah. I mean, life's too short, man. And we're also playing a game. I mean, as long as I'm here on this earth, I'm gonna live life. Any way I can make people smile or feel good about themselves, I feel like that's my mission, and I feel like I did it well.
You got to be one of the last players to play in Oakland, right? One of the last teams in Oakland?
Oh, yeah.
Did you move with them to Las Vegas?
No, I didn't. I thought I was going to move there, but things didn't happen the way I thought they were. And, I just didn't go with them. I ended up with the Broncos at the time.
Went to the Broncos. You actually spent a season in the UFL in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
The first inclination of the XFL, I guess, at the time.
Yeah, that was a fun experience. We actually lived in St. Louis. We were actually in St. Charles right next to the practice facility where the Rams used to train. So I was just out here all the time. Even on the off days, I go to 360, just hang out up there and just work on music stuff and then go to the casino sometimes. I loved it out here.
What was that like to play in St. Louis after the NFL had left St. Louis and to see the support from St. Louis fans that then were basically wanting to say, hey, we still can support a football team here?
I mean, it was awesome. Like, the energy in the stadium was a different kind of energy. You knew people genuinely loved their sports. Anybody that's any sports that's in St. Louis, their fans like ride or die. And I actually really like that. I still can't understand why the Rams left from here. And yeah, it was different.
Yeah.
It was different.
That's a sore subject. There's a lot of us that can't understand, or that at least I think we understand it. But of course, it's not anything that we like to hear. Yeah. So now these two come together, and you're going to get a chance to perform at the XFL championship game, UFL championship game. Getting my leagues confused, which will be on Sunday night at the Dome. How did that come about?
That came about, I actually did like a little mini concert after the last game of the season in Arlington, Texas, and I felt like I executed it pretty well, and the people that worked above.
So now did you punt in the game and then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you were punting, you're playing in the game as the punter in Arlington, and then, oh, by the way, you're going to be the post-game.
It was different. I had a lot of teammates like, bro, I ain't never seen nothing like that before. Right. Like, hey, you got to be the first punter in history of football player, period. And it was tight. Like, people probably thought I was going to be distracted from it, but, I mean, punting's only a small percentage, you know, and then you got the rest of life. Like, what am I going to do later on in the day? So, I mean, I had my little concert after the game, and after that, they were like, well, would you like to do the halftime show at the UFL championship game? And I'm like, hell yeah. So
that's amazing. Marquette King is with us, former punter, current punter, also hip hop, pop. What, you know, what kind of music? What's your favorite?
I would say, man, my favorite music to listen to when I'm not making music is deep house. But I do pop, mostly pop. I bounce between pop, EDM, and electronic dance music.
So what can fans expect to see at halftime? What's it gonna look like?
It's gonna look fun.
A little bit anyway.
I'm gonna need everybody to have at least a sip of beer, a couple of sips, and I'm gonna need y'all to stand up and like have a good time with your boy. The king is back.
I don't think there's any worry about people having a couple of sips of beer at the UFL championship game. That's coming up on Sunday night. It's at the Dome. I know it probably could have been a different atmosphere had the Battlehawks gotten there. Of course, they lost in the XFL conference championship game, but I still think that's going to be a great spot to be.
It'll be a good spot. It's very electric when they pack the house out here. And shout out to all the fathers on Father's Day that's choosing to go spend their time at the UFL championship game. Y'all didn't have to do that, but the fact that y'all are showing up means a lot to the UFL. And shout out to the UFL as well for giving me the opportunity to perform.
Bring your whole family.
I mean,
nothing wrong with you could treat dad to the UFL championship game and a concert at halftime.
Oh, yeah. I think they're having a fish fry back in Georgia, though. Oh. I told them to cut the TV on. It'll be like I'm there, too.
So it's the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Marquette King, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for spending some time here with us at Busch Stadium. Did you throw out a first pitch today, by the way? Because if you did, I missed it.
No, I didn't.
No, you did not. Okay.
Not today. I kick it.
That's all right. Oh, that would have been. See, we should have had that. We should have got that done. We should have had you out there. You could have punted the ball from. You could have punted it from like second base.
I'm sure my team would get me back out here for sure.
I don't know. That would be tough though. To punt a football.
It'd be kind of hard. Yeah.
I punted a soccer ball back in the day, but I don't know if I'd want to punt a baseball.
That might hurt.
Well, Marquette King, thank you so much. I look forward to it. I think it's such a cool story. Like I said, you describe yourself as a unicorn. I think that might be true.
Yeah.
I think that I would have loved to seen the reaction in Arlington of your when your teammates found out you were going to be, after punting in the game, you were going to be performing.
It was funny. Even the coaches was laughing.
That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for spending a little time with us tonight. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
That's Marquette King. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line, and we're coming back after this on KMOX. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.